Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program about nonprofits in our area. This month, we hear from Keegan Beresford.
Scott Truex is a professor of urban planning at Ball State and a co-partner with an entrepreneurial nonprofit called the Sustainable Communities Institute. He has an optimistic outlook on Muncie's future.
I'm telling the freshmen that by the time they graduate here from Ball State in 4 years, they're going to see a completely different Muncie, because I believe that we're in a really exciting period because of groups like MAC and others that are collaborating, working together.
Truex has worked with MAC on several arts projects in Muncie, namely the Muncie Makers District Symposium, the Gilbert Arts District, and the Cintas Building. He says he sees them as a key aspect of Muncie's development as a city.
The fact that they are taking on projects that might not be seen as traditional sort of art-related projects, but they have a bigger vision and understand that quality of place for communities is going to involve art, is going to involve creative people, is going to involve entrepreneurs.
Truex says the key to progress here is attracting the right demographic, one that will enjoy living and working in a community that suits their interests, which is precisely what MAC aims to do. He made reference to the city's new cultural bike trail, an ongoing endeavor of MAC in the city.
And it really is targeting younger 30-somethings who have a very different lifestyle, but enjoy that sense of community and want to be able to ride their bike to where they work and want to be able to have a third place, whether that be a brewery or a coffee shop or a music venue. And again, what MAC understands well is building that culture means building those places.
Truex also noted that MAC, like the community surrounding it, is still growing and hopes its influence will expand as more people get involved. For Community Connection, I'm Keegan Beresford.
You can listen to this episode and all of our previous episodes at any time at our website, indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.